Proclamation number 4005 of 21st of March, 1947. Childhood of God. Exceeding suffering. Blessed dying. A person's complete redemption on this earth turns his departure into a state of utmost bliss, for his soul leaves the body without any pain or struggle and rises into the spiritual kingdom, where it is received by countless beings of light and conveyed to its true home. This complete redemption, however, is the result of unselfish activity of love on earth, as a result of which the soul has completely purified itself and can now constantly receive light and strength, which secures its spiritual ascent. However, a person is rarely so permeated by love that he can be considered a candidate for childship to God. For in order to become a child of God with all the rights of a child as his rightful heirs, much suffering has to come upon people who strive but do not think seriously enough about their souls. Suffering must contribute to the complete purification of the soul if the soul wants to reach the highest aim. Then God will help it through excessive suffering that it can already get rid of it on earth if only it has given up all resistance towards God and changed to love. Suffering will never be condemnable because it can be remedied at any time, because it decreases to the same extent as the human being drives love in himself to the highest development. Suffering or love will always redeem, but love and suffering together will put the soul into the state that it can leave the earthly world completely filled with light and accept the Father's inheritance in heaven. For this reason, you humans on earth should not grumble and complain if the Father's love imposes great suffering on you, if he gives you a cross to bear which weighs you down and seems too heavy, and thereby he wants to help you reach a higher aim. For only after the death of the body will you recognize the blessing of suffering and be grateful to God for this means which he used on you, and which his love and wisdom recognized as a certain success for your souls, for you cannot measure on earth what it means to be able to enter the beyond as a child of God. It is the most intimate union with God, the receipt of light and strength from the source. It is a state of utmost bliss, a state of creating and shaping at one's own discretion, because the divine will also dwells in the children of God, and they can constantly work with God and in his will without limitation, and are inexpressibly blissful in their abundance of light and strength, and now use it as their love for the unreading dictates. They will be allowed to distribute and receive without restriction, and they will enjoy the bliss of God's nearness and be eternally blessed. Amen.